Shad and Carly.
Yeah, we're talking about a book that my friend's child had that she's now gifted to me because I was just laughing my ass off to it when we were at her house for a barbecue. And it's called Farts Around the World, A Spotter's Guide.
Love this. This now, is so great for kids, isn't it?
It's one of those books that, you know, your kids have and they press the buttons and stuff. And it's obviously a joke book for the kid and it's very childish, I know. But it was funny to me. But then after laughing at it, I started to go, is this book a little bit on the nose racially? Because it's like stereotyping countries to a certain fart sound.
Exactly right. And I was saying, look, here in Australia, we don't all fart the
exactly.
same.
Exactly. We're multicultural nature. You
exactly.
know what I mean? We have all different types.
I mean, when you come sounds. To the women, we don't even.
Yeah. So I thought I'd smut up the show on your first show back.
Thanks, mate.
And do this segment. But it's going to be a quiz. And I'm going to give you multiple choice. And you need to tell me which sound the country comes from. Because I want to see how accurate they are as well.
Weirdly, I think I'm going to be good at this. Because obviously I've just done some international travel.
Yeah.
So...
Well,
let me tell you, I was sitting on a lot of plane rides.
No one was keen to get on board. But the thing is Pete on the streets walked into the studio. So how you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good. I'm ready for a victory.
Do you think that you're going to know these pretty well as well?
Well, I haven't done overseas travel as recently as Carly, but I'll be doing lots of interneting. And there's lots of international people on the internet.
I'd love
let me
to
tell
see
you
your
what.
Browser history.
It doesn't exist. It's all been deleted.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you multiple choices for this to make it
okay.
a little bit easier.
All right.
Okay. So let's get started, shall we? All right. So I don't have I don't have the ding on here anymore.
Can you?
So
you'll have to do it live.
The correct
the
answer.
Effect, yeah.
I'll have to be like ding.
Perfect.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to play you the sound. Okay. This is a little bit of flatulence, and you need to tell me which country it is. I'll give you the country options. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go.
Ooh, very polite.
Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear that again?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, it's to the point.
This is from the book that I have, the kids. I've played it in the microphone. That is the sound there. Your options are, is that an Australian one, according to the book, a Russian or a British?
Well, it's definitely not Australian.
So I'll start with Carly first. We'll go with Carly first. What's your answer?
I'm going to say British because it does sound quite polite.
Okay, Peter James, what is your answer for this one?
I
should have used a buzz in, shouldn't I? That should have been a buzz in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
But I'm going to go British as well because it was high pitch.
Guys.
and there was an accent on the end.
You guys are 100% correct.
Oh!
Good job, Porch.
There you go. Well done, guys. Well done, guys. It says here in the book, the British are renowned for their superior refinement and social grace. And when it comes to passing gas, they reign supreme as well.
Mm.
There you go.
Right.
that's what it says in the book. Okay, next one. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one you'll buzz in. Yeah,
just our names.
We'll do the buzzing with your names.
Okay,
here we go. Use your names to buzz in. The multiple choice is this a Jamaican, Mexican, or French?
God, I hope it's Jamaican.
Okay, here we go. That's also the sound of my radio career going down the toilet.
Peter.
yeah, Peter James. Mexican, Jamaican, French.
I'm going to go Mexican, as it was quite long, based on the food that they would be consuming.
I was going to say that too, but...
Oh! Thank you, internet.
That is the Mexican version
that
in this
also
book.
Also the sound of refried beans.
It says here, Mexicans love their soccer, commonly known throughout the world as football, and nothing satisfies them as much as a good victory flatulence. For the diehard fan, the crowd goes wild, and this emulates the goal! Ringing in the thousands.
I didn't get that at all.
Oh, my God.
One more time on that one, please.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, here we go. Off to it's a goal! Goal! Anyway, okay, one last one before we get the sack. Okay,
oh, please do.
Here we go. Your options for this one is, okay, you got French again, Jamaican again, or Russian.
Okay.
French, Jamaica, or Russian. This is the last one in the book. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like
that one's pretty clear.
That is so clear.
And on the topic of that racial insensitivity.
Yeah. I think we all know what it is, don't we?
I think we're all winners.
Yeah, we're all winners in that one. See, that's why I said it's an iffy book. That's the one that made
that's
me go.
That's the issue that's you have bit, with that book.
That's a little bit.
Can we all say it on three? One, two, three. Jamaican.
Oh.
What?
No, it was Jamaican. And we're asking about what you shouldn't do on a plane. We've all seen crazy things on there. What's things you've seen that you're like, you shouldn't be doing that on a flight? Your mate decided to stink up the cabin with a bunch of smelly nail polish.
She decided.
Someone would have thought someone had a bomb or something with that kind of.
Well, she thought it was
smell.
Yeah, she's like, you know, I've got 9 hours to kill. I mean, to be honest, like, I have pushed a limit sometimes with things.
Yeah, what have you done?
Well, I love to do, and it's a little confronting for people, but I waited till everyone was asleep, was those face masks that go over your whole face. Because, you know, you've got to stay hydrated. And I may or may not have been the source behind a three-year-old girl absolutely screaming for dear life.
You also use your pet egg, don't you?
No, I don't. But it's not a bad idea. I mean, you know.
Oh, yuck.
Well, no one would know. It's not like you're going to leave anything anywhere. No, if you get the one with the, like.
Oh, no one wants to see your cheese grate and your bloody heels on the plane.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You probably would, though.
Kimberly on 13, 12, 16, what are you going to put in the no on a plane pile?
Yoga.
Who have you seen do yoga on a plane?
Yeah, on the way back, I won some tickets to Singapore a couple of years ago. And on the way back, there was all these couples. And during the flight, here I could see legs up the side of the plane, up into the, up where the
well, they're doing handstands.
I don't think that was yoga, what you've seen.
Handstands in their seats to stretch.
Are
what?
You, are you
what? In their seat?
Yep, butts on the windows, legs up in the air.
And what were the flight attendants doing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I mean you pay for the seat. You got to get the circulation flowing.
Yeah, you pay for the seat.
I do wonder, though, if there was something else going on other than yoga, though.
Did you have a look over the seat? Was there a bit of hanky-panky? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was just waiting for someone to put themselves in the overhead luggage compartment and have a sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in the no pile. No doubt. I don't need to see your downward dog for 9 hours.
I think Shark Tank was on the telly, Carly.
I've missed it all.
And they made a pretty big deal. It was to do with a children's food order dispenser something. Who cares? It's not the theme of the topic.
Okay, right, that sounds all right.
Yeah, it'd be good for you. It's kind of like sippy cup for food. Is
basically the
easiest way to describe it. But it got the attention of Steve Baxter, the shark with the glasses.
He was actually up in Cairns not that long ago.
Now, he's done $120,000 investment for it. It's called Subo, 12% of the company. He was all on it. He was in there straight away. This was his reaction to it that has got me a little bit annoyed this morning. You ready? Here we go. See if you can hear what annoyed me when he's talking.
What do I need to do to get you? I'm in. I'm on your journey. I've got a pair of 30-month-olds. This to me is a godsend. I think this is just amazing. It's so well built.
Did you hear it?
30-month-old.
13-month-old.
Oh, 13. I thought he said 30.
13-month-old. Oh, so you mean you've got a one-year-old? One-year-old?
No. Well, no, but
13-month-old? No, there's no difference.
No, because there's 1 month difference. There
so,
is.
That does not mean anything.
Do you know
you've
I've,
got a little bumble of non-independent fleshy mess.
I've figured out why parents do this.
Why?
Because.
It's trying to make them look better than the 12-month-old?
Because.
Or 13-month-old.
You know why? Because every month is an accomplishment.
I've had mine alive for longer.
Yeah, so you don't want to say 12 months. It's like, no, I've had an extra month of hell.
Yeah, it's a competition.
I'm in the trenches.
It's a bloody competition.
I've done 13 months.
It has to be. It has to be. Because he could have easily said a year and no one would have been like, did you know that Steve Baxter said 1 year instead of 13 months?
But that's what I mean. Like, it's more like a badge of honor. Like, I've done 13 months of service.
Yeah, to make it sound like you've been doing it for longer, you know?
No,
that's
I think
ridiculous.
It's more the opposite of, like, saying, you know, I've worked really hard. Like, it's 13 months since I've had sleep.
So why does that work with kids but not for work? Like, we're coming up to my third year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not going to turn around and go, oh, it's my 36th month.
Because let's be honest, kids is harder than work.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, mate.